Pope Benedict XVI marked the first Sunday of July with an appeal for an end to the barbarous violence in Colombia and for the immediate release of all hostages held by rebel forces there.
Comincio con un appello. Dalla Colombia giunge la triste notizia.
Speaking in Italian before his greeting to the thousands of pilgrims gathered beneath his study window, the Pope said he had heard the sad news of the barbarous killing of 11 lawmakers by Colombian rebels. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, more commonly known as FARC, had snatched the lawmakers from the city of Cali in 2002. They had survived in secret jungle prisons until June 18th of this year, when, according to the guerrillas, they were killed in crossfire during an attack on a rebel camp. The Pope said he was praying for the dead and joining in the deep sorrow of their families and of the beloved Colombian nation, yet again saddened by fratricidal hate.
Rinnovo il mio accorato appello.
Pope Benedict XVI renewed his sorrowful appeal so that all kidnapping immediately ceases and that all who are still victims of such inadmissible forms of violence return to the affection of their loved ones. Currently, FARC holds about 50 prominent hostages, including former presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt and three U.S. defense contractors. Catholic leaders, scholars, and peace advocates from around the world were in the capital, Bogota, this week to discuss solutions for achieving just and lasting peace. The representative for Catholic Relief Services in South America, Paul Townsend, says that over 3 million men, women and children have been affected by the violence in over four decades of internal conflict.
The first 2 days were spent visiting internally displaced people living in the peripheral areas of Bogota and Medellin, people who have been displaced by this war in Colombia. And we had the opportunity to dialogue and talk directly with families as well as community organizations who are helping families deal with this very vivid and difficult reality.
Pope Benedict XVI's appeal came at the end of his Angelus reflections on this Sunday's Gospel.
Today's liturgy reminds us that to be a Christian means to follow Jesus. He is the teacher. We are his disciples.
The Holy Father told the crowds that true freedom lies in Christ. Citing his predecessor, John Paul II, he said that only truth can make you free, emphasizing that even those who suffer persecution remain free because they belong to God's truth and thus can never be slaves to an earthly power. Pope Benedict explained that true freedom is a state of being rather than a physical state. Living according to the whims of the flesh means following the selfish tendencies of human nature. Living according to the Spirit means allowing oneself to be guided in thought and in action by love for God. Christian freedom, he said, is far from arbitrary. It means following Christ and giving completely of oneself.
La verità vi farà liberi.
Present at today's audience was Archbishop Gerard Petipa of Canada, just one of the 43 prelates to receive the pallium from the Holy Father this weekend. He says Christian freedom is founded in the family.
The family is indeed, it's the local church in its germinal sense. This is where faith begins, in the family. And I find it so wonderful here in Rome to see so many families gathered here in St. Peter's Square. This is parents bringing their children to the Lord, which is really what the family is meant to be, bringing children to the Lord.
And finally, Pope Benedict saluted the sun-baked crowd, thanking them for their company and patience, and wishing them all a happy and peaceful holiday as they prepare for the summer season.
Una buona domenica, un sereno mese di luglio, e buone vacanze a tutti voi.